Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain decided to preempt the headlines by going on CNN's The Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer and announcing this.
Just to recap right now, we're bracing, we're getting ready. Put it in your words for what?
Another accusation that I had an affair with someone, another woman.
That woman is Ginger White from Atlanta, who claims she had a 13-year affair with Cain that only ended early this year. Ginger White shared details about what she said was a consensual relationship when she did an interview last night with a Fox affiliate.
It was pretty simple. It wasn't complicated. And I was aware that he was married. And I was also aware that I was involved in a very inappropriate situation, relationship.
Joining us now, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
So what explanation do we have for Ginger White deciding to go to the media and announce this affair?
Ginger White is a 46-year-old, sometimes businesswoman in Atlanta, who told the Fox affiliate in Atlanta that she decided to come forward after seeing Herman Cain's reaction to other allegations of sexual harassment and sexual advances that other women have made against him. She intimated that she thought those reactions were unfair, accusing the women of lying, and that she felt that she had to come forward about her own consensual affair that she says lasted 13 years between her and Herman Cain.
Herman Cain, don't do me any favors, please.
Yeah. But she's not claiming sexual harassment here.
Not at all. No, she is claiming that she, as much as Herman Cain, was involved in an affair that lasted 13 years after she saw him speak initially at an American Restaurant Association function in Kentucky. She said she was impressed with him, that she approached him afterward. They talked, they had drinks, and that afterward he invited her to his hotel room. After that encounter, she says that over the course of many years, he would have her travel to different cities where he was speaking. She would travel to those cities to meet with him. He would buy her gifts, and they would see each other in those cases. What's also interesting about Herman Cain's announcement yesterday, which surprised a lot of people, including myself, was that he initially apparently did not go on CNN to discuss this issue. He went on to discuss his campaign and substantive issues in the campaign. During a commercial break, apparently Wolf Blitzer, the host of that show on CNN, got word of this story going to break that evening on the Fox 5 affiliate, turned to Herman Cain and said, I'm going to ask you about this. And in the moment, Herman Cain decided to turn around and try to get out ahead of the story and announce it himself. He didn't go on there intending to speak about it, but he wound up doing it.
All right. So, Todd, I mean, earlier accusations of sexual harassment didn't hurt Herman Cain's campaign too much. Will this?
Well, don't forget when the initial accusations of sexual harassment...
Front runner down to
third or fourth place. In addition to gaffes on Libya and on substantive issues in the campaign, you got to say it did hurt him. I don't know what's going to happen. All I can say is that there's almost no way you can imagine it helping at this point.
John says put a fork in him.
Yeah, well,
Todd's not ready to go that
This
far.
Race has been so volatile, and so many of the candidates except Romney have moved around so much, I don't want to say what's going to happen, but it can't help.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd's coming back with us next hour to talk about the Congressman Barney Frank, who has decided not to seek re-election. We're going to talk about his legacy. Thanks so much, Todd.
Sure, Celeste.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.